the ancestral seat of House Baratheon, his by rights. If you knew how many times he came to Robert, singing that same dull song in that gloomy, aggrieved tone he has. When Robert gave the place to Renly, Stannis clenched his jaw so tight I thought his teeth would shatter. "He took it as a slight."
"It was meant as a slight," Cersei said.
"Shall we raise a cup to brotherly love?"
"Yes," she answered, breathless.
"Oh, gods, yes!"
His back was to her, as he filled two cups with sweet arbor red. It was the easiest thing in the world to sprinkle a pinch of fine powder into hers.
"To Stannis," he said, as he handed her the wine. "Harmless when I'm alone, am I?"
"To Renly," she replied, laughing. "May they battle long and hard, and the others take them both."
"Is this the Cersei that Jamie sees?"
When she smiled, you saw how beautiful she was, truly.
"I loved a maid as fair as summer, with sunlight in her hair." He almost felt sorry for poisoning her.
It was the next morning, as he broke his fast, that her messenger arrived. The queen was indisposed and would not be able to leave her chambers.